first 3, 4, 5 weeks now in the book of Judges. How Gideon was before the Lord.
Gideon, mene asana kulubirire Mulungu asana masulibi asana tankidwe.
Mene adali pa masopa Mulungu.
Mene adali pa masopa Mulungu.
We see how the Lord works on Gideon.
Tikuona nshitwa imene Mulungu adagwira pa Gideon.
We see how the Lord draws Gideon to himself. He starts the work and he finishes alone. But when we see the situation of Gideon, we see that Gideon was under panic in under the midnight doing all sorts of executions. The Midians have been overpressing these groups of people, these Israelites. And it came to the point whereby the Israelites had no peace. Whatever they were doing, they were under panic. They tried their level best, but they failed. Whatever man manages, it came to nothing. Planting crops, earning nothing. They were just crying all the way because of the panic. But don't forget that Israelites were called by God. It's God who called these groups of people and called by the name Israel. And whatever the Israelites were doing was from the Lord, because the Lord was the one who was directing them. Because we understand that when they were in the wilderness, they were led by the pillar of fire during the night and the cloud during the day. Which means they were under the control of God. But some other times, they were forgetting the wonders that the Lord has given them. Why are these who are forgetting the wonders of the Lord? Here, Fuller shows that a man can never manage to maintain be with God on himself. Even if we can tell somebody to cling to God, he can never manage to maintain be with God. In our bodies, there is nothing good. In our bodies, there is no will of God. In our bodies, there is only sinfulness, wickedness, blindness of the things of God. The more you talk to the person of the love of God, the same time he will reflect by doing evil. This foolish shows that a man is a sinner before the Lord. Here is about Gideon. God called Gideon and told Gideon to do the work of delivering Israelites from the bondage. When Gideon heard the word of God, he compromises by saying words to the Lord. He compromised by saying a word to the Lord. Because verse 15 says, of chapter 6 of Judges, Judges chapter 6, verse number 15. So he said to him, this is Gideon saying to God. Verse 15.
Ndipo anati kwa iye, ha, mbuya wanga.
This is Gideon speaking to God.
Uyu ndi Gideon amenakulankhula kwa Mulungu.
Oh, my Lord.
Ha, mbuya wanga.
Number one, he realized that this one who is speaking to him is Lord. And realizing the voice of God again comes from God. And realizing the voice of God comes from the same God. Nobody can understand the language of God if it is not God who translates it to you. So God spoke to Gideon.
So Gideon.
And Gideon heard the language of God.
Gideon adamba.
When he heard the language of God, the little Gideon spoke against the way that God spoke to him. This is the physical Gideon answering the spiritual God. The physical Gideon was understanding the language of God physically.
Gideon ari kutupi amamva mawu a Mulungu monga makutupi.
So he was responding what he heard physically.
Tipo tikuona Gideon akulankhula kuonjezera pa mawu amene adamva kwa Mulungu moonjezera. Zimene zikutanthauza chani?
What was his answer? What was his response?
Adayankha chani ye?
How can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.
Verse 15.
Yes.
Verse 15. Ndipanati kwa iye, ha mbuye wangu, ndidzapulumutsa Israel ndichiyani? Taonani. Banja langa lililoluluka Manase monse. Ndipo ine ndine munthu wamngono mnyumba ya atate wanga.
Here there is several things that is found here.
Apa kuti kuone china chake chimene chikupezeka mu ndondomeka imene.
Number one, Gideon had to respond, had to answer what God spoke to him. Now, during the time of responding, saw himself as unworthy to do the work of serving. He saw himself as unworthy.
Save Israel.
For sure, he was unworthy.
Zonadi adani wosakwanira kuti aombole Israel.
Because a man is sinful before the Lord. And in a man, there is nothing good that man can do to save God. To serve God, to minister or to do the work of God. There is no potential in man. If it happens that you are ministering, it's only because God has helped you to do so. The other thing that is found here, how can I save Israel? He knows that saving Israel is not from a man. If Israel is saved, it's because there is somebody who is more powerful doing the work of saving. How can I? How can I save? How can I save? How can I save? This is Gideon speaking because he sees himself as unworthy. The other thing, in the 7 verse 15, he said, indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh.
Verse 15. Taonani panjalanga niloluluka Manasseh.
Is the weakest in
Manasseh.
How did he? This clan became weakest in Manasseh. How did it become weakness?
First
Samuel chapter 18, verse 18.
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse number 18.
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 18.
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 18.
So David said to Saul, who am I? And what is my life or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law of the king?
Verse number 18. 1 Samuel 18, verse 18. Ndipo David anati kwa Sauli, ine ndine yani, ndi moyo wanga uliwotani, kapena banja langa, banja la atate wanga, lililotani mnyizalaili kutine, ndizakala mkwamwini wafumu.
Here, even David saw himself as unworthy.
Apapo tukuona David,
why did he saw himself as unworthy? Don't forget that Israel were under panic under midnight. And it's God who made midnight to overpowering these people. And he gave all strength, all ways and means of persecution to midnight for purely 7 years. And they were under slavery and doing the worship to Baal. And they were worshiping Baal. And the father of Gideon was one of the worshippers of
Baal.
Which means even Gideon was raised in worshipping
Baal.
So worshipping the true rock, it would have been very difficult to Gideon. It takes God to help Gideon to understand the language of God. It takes God to help Gideon understanding his language. Because even hearing that in him there is potential in serving Israel, it was an understandable word. Because when Gideon started thinking physically, he saw midnight as more powerful, as very mighty men to do the work of panicking. So he was afraid. The other thing is the last sentence of verse 15. The last sentence.
Yeah.
Whereby it says, I am the rich in my father's house.
Verse Romaliza, chapter 6, verse 15.
No swakumabed.
No swakumabed. Dipanati wa ye hambu yawa. Dizaplu musabanji a Israel. Dizaplu musandishan. Taona ni banja langandi roluka manase monse. Verse yakumabed. Dine wa mwono nyumba yatate wanga.
Gideon saw himself as unworthy because of how he was born. He was the least, the lastest in the family of his father. There were firstborns in front of him.
Yes.
And he was thinking that doing the work of serving is for the firstborns. Because they are mature enough. And they were more powerful because of his their first boning in the family. They were not knowing how God works. God is coming to the list, lifting the firstborns. So that it should not be by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Even when Samuel was going to anoint a king to this family of Jesse, Jesse came with the firstborns to Samuel so that Samuel might anoint them to be kings. He came with Ariab, Amnadab, Sama, and all the firstborns from David.
Eliabu, Sama,
Even Jesse never trusted that serving can come from David. He was thinking like serving, doing the work of leading is for the firstborns. Because if they are leading, they should use their power, strength in doing the best. But this is not true.
For my
salvation never comes to a man by doing good works. Salvation never comes to a man by having strength. Salvation never comes to a man because of something good that is in a man. In a man, there is nothing good that can make one to be saved. Salvation is only by grace and grace alone. If he never been helped by doing good works, it never been helped by our choices. It never been helped by whatever one can be with. If you are saved, then it's God who has done the work of saving. Here God is choosing the least and is selecting to themselves the firstborns. So that salvation should be of God and God alone. Think about Romans chapter
9.
And verse 13. Whereby God says, Jacob I love, but Esau I hated. The question might be, why God hated Esau? The answer is, it's because God loved Jacob. So because he loved Jacob, that's why he hated Esau. Why God loved Jacob? The answer is, it's because he hated Esau. So Esau was to be hated because he loved Jacob. Why this is in this way? It's because God has got his will. He does whatever pleasurable unto himself. He never been pressurized by somebody. He never fears anybody. He is himself always. He does whatever pleasurable unto him. Well, that's why Jesus Christ, when he was praying in that garden of
Gethsemane,
he prayed, let thy will be done. Because even Christ knows that God has got his will. And he knows that always God will do and exercise his own will. Even Nebuchadnezzar spoke the same.
Daniel
chapter 5, verse 35.
Daniel chapter 5, verse number 35.
That God does whatever He wills.
So you know, Mulungu amachita chimene akufuna.
If He wills to elect you,
ngati wafuna kuti akusankhani inuyo,
and make you His son,
ndikukupangani inuyo khala nake.
It's not because you have done good.
So kuti ndiyo machita chabwino kuti Mulungu akusankhani kuti mukhala na Mulungu.
Not that you are better enough than.
Sizo ndithamba zoti ndi zabwino kuposa ena.
But because He fixed His decision to love you. So when we go back into the book of Judges,
chapter 6,
here we see God loving the least and left to themselves the firstborns. So that salvation should be by grace and grace alone. So that nobody should do whatever he can so that he should get saved. Verse number 16. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.
Verse 16. Ndipo Yehova adanena naye, popeza ine ndidzakhala nawe, udzakantha Midiani ngati munthu mmodzi.
Surely I will be with you.
Ndidzakhala nawe, Gideon.
I will be with you.
Ndidzakhala nawe banji.
In other way around, you will never be alone. In other way around, I'll be your shield. And I'll be your shield. I'll be in front of you. I'll never leave you alone. You'll never be an orphan. Here God was planting hope in
Gideon.
He was planting hope in Gideon
because
he was hopeless. And there was no potential in him. So he was coming up with the words of comfort so that the hope should be planted in him. So the hope of the Lord was planted in Gideon. What is the hope? This is Christ Jesus. When you have got Christ Jesus, you fear nothing. Because He will be with you.
He will
be leading you.
He will
be directing you. You fear nobody. Christ is our strength. That's why David says, Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. Because He is my shield. He is in my front. He will protect me. Gideon would have done nothing if the Lord would not be with him.
Gideon palibe chimene akadachita Mulungu akadakhala kuti sali ndiye.
But the coming of the Lord upon Gideon,
kubwera kwa Mulungu kwa Gideon,
was the giving of strength to Gideon.
Kudali kubwetsa mphamvu pa Gideon.
So To be more powerful to stand in the car. So that he might preach and do the work. In him alone he can't. But with Christ, everything is possible. Think about Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah chapter 6.
Let us read Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah chapter 6.
And verse 6 again.
Verse number 6.
Isaiah chapter 6. Verse number 6.
Isaiah chapter 6. Verse number 6.
Whereby it starts by saying, then what of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongues from the altar.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 6. Tipompo adauluka kwa ine mozi wa seraphim alinalo kala la moto mzanjalake. Imene adali chotsa ndimbaniro paguwa la nsembe.
He is speaking about the salafi.
Apapa pakulangulidwa nkhani yokhudza ngero.
Who had a life core.
Amene anali nalo khala la moto.
The life core was taken from the altar of God.
Khala la moto linatengedwa kuguwa la nsembe.
And this altar of God, there was much fire all the way without
dimming.
It never gets stopped in the fire at the altar of God. So the seraphim had to go and have the call, the light call from the altar. Which means all the calls from the altar will rise.
Makala moto analioyaka nthawi zonse paguwa la nsembe.
They were always live.
Iwo watu analipo unalipo moto nthawi zonse osazima.
So he had to take only one call, not all the calls from the altar.
Ndipo tikuona apa ngero sakutenga makala wonse amoto akutenga khala limodzi lokha.
Because if all the calls comes to a man,
chifukwa makala wonse amoto akafika pa munthu,
a man ends zero.
Ndipo munthu umafika pa zero
and dies.
Ndipo umafa.
Just a few call from the altar comes a man.
Ndipo apapa tikuona khala la moto limodzi likubwera pa munthu.
Just taking part from the altar.
Angotengapo pang'ono kuguwa la nsembe khala limodzi chabe.
Not all calls.
Wasatenga makala onse.
Why?
Chifukwa chani?
Verse 7.
Mu verse number 7.
And he touched my mouth with it. And said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged.
This number 7 in Isaiah chapter 6. Abude nakudzana lokugamagwanga nare. Daona ichi chakudza miromo yako ndipo mphulupulu zako zachosedwa, zoshimwa zako zaomboledwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the call, the living call, come upon the lips of Isaiah so that his iniquity should be taken away.
Apapa sikutengera ngero wa Mulungu anapita kugwala nsembe ndikutenga khala la moto ndiku chifikiza pakamwa pa Yesaya atatero padalamchidwa maona nakuti zochimwa zako zachosedwa.
It was after the rhythm call touched the lips of Isaiah, then the sin were patched away.
Machimo a Yesaya atachosedwa pamene ngero adatenga khala la moto kuguwa ndikuchifikiza milomo yake pamene machimo adachosedwa pa Yesaya.
It has been very difficult for Isaiah to speak the things of God before the rhythm call touches the way. And changes.
And defeats a fail.
And touches.
And puts a fail.
And transformers.
Before the defeats a fail.
And to patch away the seals.
And to tear the chimoniros.
So that we might stand.
And
speak the things of God. But in us. There is nothing God. So we sing a song. Why? So la baba. Oh, yeah. And the living call that was from the altar of God. That touches my mouth. It is transforming my heart. It
is changing
my mind.
It
is helping me now seeing Christ of the
Scripture.
So that in me I should see nothing. I should see that in me there is only dung, there is only nothing good. Verse number 8 of Isaiah chapter 6. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us?
Verse number 8, Isaiah chapter 6. Ndipo ndinamva mawu aAmbuye akuti ndidzatumiza yani ndipo ndani adzatumikira ife.
Then I said,
ndipo anati,
here am I, send me.
Ndipo ndinamva mawu aAmbuye akuti ndidzatumikira yani ndipo ndani
And I answered, here I am, I send me.
Ndipo ine ndinati, ndine pano, munditumize ine.
As we are coming to an end,
pamene tikupita kumapeto,
Isaiah heard the language of God after the living call touches his ribs.
Isaiah akumva mawu amulungu pamene ngelo wa mulungu anakudza milomo yake ndi khala la moto lochokera kuguwa la nsembe.
And it's when he responded, here am I, send me.
Nchifukwa chake ya papa akulankula mawana na kuti munditume ina Ambuye munditumize ine.
It's because he started hearing what the Lord was speaking to him. One can respond positively to God after God do the work of transforming. Let the living call come face to a man so that a man might hear the language of God. The touching of lips was the snatching or patching away of the sins of what man had. When Christ was dying on the cross, he said, it is finished. Which means all what he came for has been accomplished. The dying on the cross was the patting away of the sins. Was the taking away of iniquities of the man. After Christ died on the cross, all sins were patted away. All the iniquities and the transgression were taken away. And he became a new man. The man that can hear the language of God.
The
man that can speak the languages of God. The one that can preach the gospel without compromise. The one that can preach now the Christ of the Scripture, the crucified one. Without
chilichonse.
Verse number 9.
Verse number 9, Isaiah chapter 6.
And he said,
Jibwanati,
this is God speaking to
Isaiah.
Go and tell these people. Which means he is giving Isaiah the word to preach now. What will he preach now? He says, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
Anati imvani ndithu koma imvani inu ndithu koma osazindikira yanganani inu ndithu koma osadziwitsa.
This is the true gospel now.
Umene ndiye uthenga wenu wenu.
Hearing but not understanding.
Kumva koma osamvetsesa chili chonse.
Seeing but not perceiving. This is the gospel.
Verse
number 10. Make the heart of these people dew, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return.
Verse number 10, Isaiah chapter 6. Nene pesa mtima wantu awa. Lemereta makutu awo. Nutseke maso awo. Angaone ndi maso awo. Nanga mbe ndi makutu awo. Nanga zindikire ndi mtima wawo. Nanga naka bererenso. Naka chirisidwe.
The preaching of Isaiah was the making or the closing of the ears of the people. When the ears were closed, the same time were the opening of the other ears. The crossing of the eyes of other people was the opening of the other people's eyes. This is the work of the gospel. When you are preaching the true gospel, the time the gospel is preached, the eyes of those closed that they see became closed. The eyes of those claim like they see became closed. And they became blind. But those who were seeing that they are blind, they became open. So that they should see the works and the wonders of the Lord always. Same with the hearts. The hearts of those claim that they hear, they became shut down. Who are these crabs that they see? Who are these? These are religious groups of people. These are these denominations. When they are preaching to each other, they thought that they see. They thought that they do hear. And they thought that their hearts perceive things. But in truth, they are blind. And they became blind and blind and blind.
But when it pleases to God to reveal Christ in us, when we see, and we sing a song. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a blind. That saved a blind. I was lost. Now I'm found. I was blind. Now I see. Now I see. Now I see. When you go back to the book of Judges, chapter
6,
God came to Gideon and do the work of servicing Gideon to the preaching of the gospel. And touch him and help him so that he might preach the gospel. Blind see. Lost found. Let us look to God in prayer. As we are closing this time of
worship.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this time. Thank you for making it possible that we meet together today so that we should hear your gospel. Thank you, Father, that we are sinners, wretched and blind. But when it pleased God to reveal Christ in us, it's when you change and transform our mind and start thinking things of you, Almighty God.
Yes.
For we understand in our own, Father, we can never manage to hear or understand things of yourself.
Yes.
But when it pleased you, Father, to reveal Christ in us, it's when you transform our mind, you change us, you purged away all our sins on that cross when he was dying. That's why you say it is finished.
Mm.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, so that we stand and serve you and proclaim and preach Christ without compromise.
Mm.
Bless this means of internet that the gospel should meet with all different people living different places.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, understand your word. Even those that are to hear this gospel in time to come, help them, Lord Almighty, so that they should see Christ all the way. Because blinding of our eyes, closing of our ears, comes from you, Almighty God. Which means we can never manage to do whatever we can to be saved. Unless when it pleases you, Father, to reveal Christ in us. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray and worship and bless. In the name of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, pray.